Well, first of all, tell me a bit about the makeup of C.A. Jones Management.
Well, C.A. Jones Management is an umbrella company that manages several businesses in the local area. And the ones involved in this instance are going to be pretty recognizable to folks around here. And that's BlackRock Investments, Southeastern Book Company, College Book Renter, Integrated Computer Solutions, and a retail store, Book and Bean. And C.A. Jones Management Group oversees the operations of those various companies.
So these are the companies that Mr. Jones will no longer manage?
That's right. While Jones will maintain his ownership interest in the companies, he will no longer lead them. This stems from a suit filed by his business partner, David Griffin, in March. Griffin alleged that Jones was mismanaging company funds. He says in his complaint that he filed in court that Jones was using the funds to buy a house, a boat, and in some cases for giving large donations to several local charities.
That case, though, was dismissed.
Yeah, the case was dismissed as part of a settlement that they reached where a consultant was appointed to run the businesses while Jones just maintained ownership.
What do we know about the consultant that's now going to be running these businesses?
The consultant that's running these businesses is Miles McDonald. He's with Kraft CPA in Nashville. Kraft was the original company requested by Griffin in his complaint to appoint a receiver for the companies in order for him to get his investment back and have the companies run. Miles is not a receiver. He's just a consultant. A receiver would have had to been appointed by the court, but instead Griffin and Jones reached a settlement on that.
We've also learned this week of two other lawsuits that are pending against Griffin and Jones, alleging they failed to pay back debt to a bank and to a vendor. What do we know about that?
Well, the first complaint was filed by Planters Bank in Hopkinsville, and it alleges that Jones's companies failed to pay back loans to the amount of about $11 million that were made by the bank over the course of a few years. The other complaint is from a book and supplies vendor for College Book Renter, who alleges that about $19 million has been failed to be repaid by Jones's companies.
So we're talking about $30 million allegedly outstanding between the bank loan and the supplier and product vendor for College Book Renter.
That's right.
Now, this is big news for Murray because of the amount of employees that this may affect. And again, we've mentioned at last count from the Murray Ledger and Times in 2011 that C.A. Jones Management employs nearly 300 people. And also, there's a significant amount of prominence for Jones and his family in the community.
That's right. He was named Murray-Calloway County Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year last year. Part of that stemmed from making one of the largest donations in Murray-Calloway County United Way history. He was also in charge of C.A. Jones Management when it was Large Business of the Year a couple years ago for the Chamber of Commerce.
And you reached out to the consultant, Mr. McDonald. Were you able to find out what is ahead for the future of these companies?
I was able to speak to McDonald. He didn't have a comment at the time, and he was also not able to really give a timeline for when he would be able to talk about the future of the businesses in the area.
Well, Shelley Baskin, WKMS news reporter who's been following these events surrounding C.A. Jones Management Group in Murray, thanks very much.
Thank you.